Turn to Philippians chapter number 2. Philippians chapter number 2. Philippians chapter number 2. If you have your place, you want to stand with us and honored of the reading of God's Word. You pray for us this morning. The Bible says, verse number 1, He said, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercy, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own thing, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself. He was a humble man. And became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Now watch this. Wherefore, because of that, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. That about covers it all. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. I want to preach this morning for a little while, if God be my help, on this thought. Where's your joy? Where is your joy? As we look at this, and we can see in Paul's writing here, he's writing to the church of Philadelphia and the Philippians, and he's trying to tell I'll get it right in a minute. He's writing to the Philippians, and he's trying to, I got caught up, Brother Charles, this morning. He was teaching on the churches, amen. Church of Philadelphia, the church of brotherly love, amen. It fits in here, praise God. He's writing to the church of the Philippians, and he's telling the Philippians, they're kind of distraught, and they've lost some of their joy. And we don't ever want to lose our joy, amen. Our joy is in the Lord. And we just keep trusting Him, and He'll keep that joy coming. But the Philippians, the Filipinos, praise God, they had lost some of their joy in the Lord, amen. And one reason they had lost it, Brother Bill, because they heard that Paul had been arrested, and it broke their heart. They lost some of their joy in the fact that Paul was loose, and he was preaching, he was giving the gospel. People was getting it. They was getting help. They was getting excited. Folks was being saved and born again by the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ. And they were so overjoyed with what was happening. And when they heard that Paul was arrested, but then, oh my goodness, then he got thrown in prison. Amen. So their joy was lost. Amen. So they lost some of their joy when they heard what was taking place to Brother Paul. But then to add sorrow to sorrow, they heard that Epaphroditus, their beloved pastor, who had traveled over 4,000 miles to go and minister to the needs of Paul in prison, they found out that he was terribly sick. I mean, just nigh unto death, amen? And boy, that broke her heart even more. So they lost some more of her joy. Can you see how the world can take your joy away? And if you ain't careful, those little things, they just keep coming up, and they keep getting bigger and bigger, and you keep losing your joy, and you keep losing your joy, and next thing you know, you have no joy. Amen. Praise God. I won't say God expects us. He wants us to have joy, and our joy is in the Lord Jesus Christ. When we put our faith and trust in Him, praise God, He'll fill us with joy. Because so they see this taking place, and their joy is just going away. And sadness is coming in its place, praise God. And so they see what Paul wanted them to have was joy. Paul wanted it. What Paul wanted was to have that joy that they had. He wanted it to be restored in these believers. Praise God. Amen. They need to realize, and they wanted Paul to have joy. They was afraid that Paul, he'd been arrested and he'd been put in prison, and they was afraid that Paul was losing his joy. And they didn't realize, praise God, that they needed their joy too. Amen. They didn't need to lose their joy in the Lord in what they had. I want to say, praise God, if you're a born again believer, if you're born, trust the Lord Jesus Christ, we ought to have joy in our heart, praise God, and nobody should be able to take that away. Amen. Amen. We ought to be able to shout and praise God in the good times and in the bad. Amen. Just keep on lifting Him up, praise God, because He's always going to lift us up. He's always going to be there for us, praise the Lord. We see Paul, he finally got out of jail, praise God. He finally got Epaphroditus. He got well and went back home to the Philippians, praise God, to minister to them one more time. Amen. That's what happens when we put our trust in the Lord, praise God. We can't lose our joy in this world, praise God. We got to stay steadfast in the things of God. But Paul said, you're losing your joy, and I don't want you to lose your joy. He said, I don't want you to lose it over me or Epaphroditus. I don't want to leave you over the world or the things that's happening or the situations around you. I want you to retain your joy in the Lord. Amen. That's what God would speak to us today. That's what He would say. I want the church to have joy in the Lord Jesus Christ. So Paul's a tell them here, praise God, about that joy. Amen. But they couldn't have, Paul couldn't have, they wanted Paul to have joy, but Paul couldn't have total joy like they wanted to have when the church was sad. Amen. When the church is going through sadness and sad times, Paul says, I can't rejoice and have the joy of the Lord like I'd like to have when the church is caught up in this. And they're losing their joy. Amen. You know what happens when we lose our joy, church? Amen. When we lose our joy, there's things that start creeping in. And if we ain't careful, the first thing to creep in is division. The devil likes to divide. Amen. He'll divide us, praise God. He'll split us up, and then he begins to take away our joy. And Paul said, hey, listen, I can't be full of joy, praise God, when the church is sad. Amen, praise God. And he said, because of this sadness, division's coming in. Some people say, well, we ought to have done this and we ought to do that. And pray that. That's the way the devil works. Amen. He said, boy, if you had just done this, or if they had just done that, and the next thing you know, there's division. And you know we can't get, Paul said, and you can't get over it because you know what comes in when division comes? Then pride rises up. Amen. You know what's wrong with the church today? People won't repent. Amen. Used to, praise God, Holy Ghost, God convict our heart, and we'd fall on our face, and we'd repent to the Lord and say, Lord, please, forgive me, a sinner. We'd put that mess behind us, and we'd go on for the glory of God. We'd lock arms, and we'd march on, praise God, like soldiers for Christ. But Paul said, sometimes division comes in, starts taking away your joy. He said, then pride won't let you make it right, praise God. And then because of selfishness, we just continue to go on the way that we're going. And we forget about everything else, and we forget about everybody else's feelings, and we forget, listen to me, we forget about what God thinks about what we're doing. Amen. We don't put Him first. We don't think. We don't allow God to minister to our souls to help us through this situation. Amen. Praise God. But Paul said that he couldn't be happy. He couldn't have joy. And his joy was slipping too. Amen. Hey, praise God. Hey, listen. My joy tends to slip away like Paul's did when I see people hurting and they just won't make it right. I see folks all the time, and they'll get in a mess. They'll get in a situation. They get away from God, and you try to talk to them, and I say, well, when did this all begin to happen? They say, well, when we quit church. And have you ever noticed that the first thing people will do when hard times come is they quit church? They quit God. I mean, let me tell you something, friend. The only one that can help us in this world is the Lord. He has all power in heaven and earth, praise God, to minister to you and minister to me, to meet our needs, to give us that's sufficient, praise God, for His glory. So so Paul was telling them here, now we're getting to the meat of the word. Paul's telling them here that there's a situation, praise God, it's in the church. And he said to correct this situation, Paul gives them a commandment. A direct commandment. Amen. Listen to what he says. He says, fulfill ye my joy. Verse number 2. Amen. He says, fulfill ye my joy. He said, praise God, fill up my joy. Praise the Lord. See, Paul was, hey, listen, praise God, he knew about their salvation. They were saved, praise God. They was concerned. Amen. They was trying to do the things that was right. Praise God. Their salvation. But he said, then there was their devotion to the Lord. Man, they were devoted to the Lord. They were trying to do right. Amen. They were talking about the Lord everywhere they went. They was telling about what God had done for them. Amen. But they wasn't telling it with the zeal and the joy that they used to. Amen. I'm afraid if we ain't careful, we don't tell, we don't speak with that zeal and joy that we used to. Our joy, praise God, has faded. Our joy is receding, kind of like our hairline. Amen. But God Almighty said, I don't want that. Paul said, I want you to fulfill my joy. He said, I want that joy to be full. He said, praise. Hey, he was happy with their salvation. He was happy with their devotion. He was even happy with their financial support. The Philippine people, they were taking, praise God, they were taking theirs and they was giving to him. And Epaphroditus, he had done carried it up there to help Paul out. So Paul said, hey, listen, I'm excited about what you are doing. But praise God, he said, I want you to correct what was going on. He said, I want you to fulfill my joy, praise God. Bless his holy name. God's able to do that. So what was Paul doing? He said, Paul said that they had a need and that Paul had a need. Paul said, I want you to replenish my cup that has evaporated. I want my cup to be full. He said, I want your cup to be full. He said, there's some evaporation taking place. Amen. Praise God. He said, I want you to refill my cup. And then Paul would say that, he said, be not drunk with wine, where is in excess, but to be filled with the Spirit of God. Amen. He said, hey, listen. He said, where's your joy? He said, I want you to be full of joy, full of the goodness and the hope of God. Listen, that's all we got. As we pass through this world, somebody is saying this morning, hey, praise God, you can have all these things of the world and you can load them up and take them in a hearse with you down to the graveside, but somebody else will take them home.
Amen.
Amen. But what we have in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, the joy that He gives us in Christ Jesus makes a difference. We just have to fill up sometimes that's evaporated out through use, praise God. You say, what makes the difference? Our attitudes. So Paul's basing these upon our attitude. Joy is based upon our attitude. How we look at things. How we perceive things. Amen. How's your attitude today? You have to wonder, is your cup half full or is it half empty when it comes to the things of God? Praise the Lord. Oh, I would hope that our cup is high full. Amen. Praise God. And looking to fill it up to overflowing before we go home today. Right? Getting some good stuff from the Lord. Praise God. I didn't come in to get out. Praise God. I come in to get in. Amen. Praise the Lord. I ain't going to worry about that out there. Hey, listen, that lunch will be there when you get there. Hey, God, just get in here, worship the Lord in spirit and truth. Let God touch our heart. Paul said, fulfill you my joy. He said, it's not a suggestion, it's a commandment. He said, my cup's high full, but I want it running over. Amen. Paul was excited about his people. He was excited about what they'd done. They'd accepted the Lord as walking God, as doing the best they could. Praise God. Ain't you glad? That's what we try to do. But Paul said, I don't want you to run half empty, praise God. If you're half empty, I want you to be filled up. The goodness of God, that sweet Spirit of God that speaks your heart. And that joy is based on our attitude. Praise God. If we come in saying, praise God, I'm half full and I'm going to fill up today. Praise God, you'll get filled up. Not only is it a joy based on our attitude, but based on our relationship.
Amen.
Who do you have a relationship with? Say, well, preacher, I got a relationship with my wife and my children and my mama and my daddy. Preacher, what about Jesus? Amen. What about Jesus? Paul says, your attitude could be improved. And said, your relationship needs to be improved. Our relationship with, if you want your joy to be full, praise God, running over, praise God, we need to have a good attitude. And we get a good attitude, we get a good relationship. And when we get a good relationship, praise God, our cup runneth over.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. You come down to the house of God, you love each other, love the Lord, praise God. Or you love the Lord and then love each other. You can't love each other till you love the Lord. Amen. When you begin to love the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, praise God, He helps you to love others. Amen. He turns on the light like Motel 6 and He lights the way, praise God, to love your brother and sisters in Christ. He begins to give us that help that we need. You need and I need. And we all need help. Praise God. so our joy can be full. Praise the Lord. So the Philippians is like a whole lot of us. Their attitude, praise God, everything was right toward old Paul. I mean, they loved the man of God. They was trying to do everything they could to help him. But guess what? Sometimes their attitude wasn't right toward each other, toward others. Amen. Hello. Don't get quiet on me now. I know that that the Holy Ghost God's a tiptoeing on your heart.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, we need to be right with each other. If we get right with the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, and we get right with others, we just love each other. Now, we don't, hey, listen, he's not a person in here that you'll like all the time. You won't like what we do. You won't like what we say. You won't like how we act or how we react. Hello? Amen. But we got to love each other.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hey, we're all flawed. Amen. I hate to bust your bubble this morning, but we all have flaws. Amen. There was only one perfect human being, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for me and you so that we can be what He wants us to be, so that our joy can be full. Paul said, fulfill my joy, praise God. He just said, get in and just let the Lord bless you and help you, praise God, and just pray, God, just fill you up. He said, when you get filled up, when your joy is full, praise God, mine will be too. Amen. You ever think about you could be a blessing to somebody else?
Amen.
Well, the devil likes to keep us defeated. He don't want us to ever think that we could be a blessing to anyone else. He wants us to have a wrong attitude. And a wrong attitude causes have a wrong relationship. But God Almighty wants to correct that. Paul says we need to correct this. So He gives them this commandment, pray God, direct command to fulfill ye my joy. He said, fill my cup to run it over. Praise God. And He says this. Now the grounds for joy. Verse number one is if and any. Amen. The grounds for joy is if and any. If is any. Praise God. Amen. It speaks of what it is and how much of it is. Amen. Praise the Lord. And when it's the things of God, praise God, it makes the difference. He said, if there be any consolation in Christ. Amen. If any. I want to say today on the authority of the Word of God, there's all kind of consolation in Jesus Christ. That's where our consolation comes from. That's where the consolation prize is.
Yes, amen.
Amen. We see it in the injunction that the Lord Jesus Christ made. Look at John chapter 17. John chapter 17, the Lord's speaking to us. Praise God. And He gives us the information. Praise God. In verse number 20. He says this. Well, verse number 19 said, and for their sakes I sanctify myself. Now, Jesus sanctified means He sets Himself aside, the sanctification. We're supposed to be going, if you're saved, you're born again, then we're going through a sanctification time. Sanctifying, it's continuous from time that we get saved till we get out of here. Amen. We're setting ourselves aside for the glory of God. And Christ said, for their sakes, I sanctify myself. Now, this is red writing. So who's saying this? Who?
Jesus.
Jesus is saying this. I sanctify myself. Now, Jesus sets aside Himself. He sanctifies Himself. Then we are to sanctify ourselves. Amen. When we make a commitment to Him, we can have joy. A lot of times the reason we don't have the joy that Paul wants us to have, that we ought to want to have, praise God, in the Lord is because we haven't sanctified ourselves to the Lord. Just said, Lord, here I am, and I want to be found pleasing to You every day. Amen. He said, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. How do we sanctify ourselves? Through the Word of God. That's how we know how to do right and how to follow in that. He said, neither pray I for these only, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. Verse 21, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Who believes that? You believe that God sent His only begotten Son? That whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That's the Word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, and the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one. That word perfect means to be made mature. What he tells here is that it gives us opportunity to grow up in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Not be little babies all our life. He said that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Verse 24 said, Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am. Where's Jesus? Where's he want us to be? Amen. Praise God. I'm looking forward to that, ain't you? Praise his holy name. That's our blessed hope. He said that they may behold my glory, amen, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them, praise God. So we see the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, in the consolation that God gives. He says that if there be therefore any consolation in Christ. Is there any consolation in Christ? Absolutely, praise God. That's our consolation prize, praise God, is that Jesus Christ is in us and we're in Him, praise God. And His hope is that his prayer is that one day we're going to be with Him where He's at. Amen, praise the Lord. He's in a good place, by the way. He's with the Heavenly Father in portals of glory. Amen. So we see the grounds of joy, the infinite a consolation of Christ, and we see also the comfort of love. He said, if any comfort of love, praise God, it brings that joy, and when you get the joy, you get the unity that God desires for me and you, praise God. It brings us together. Amen. We see it in the commandment that Jesus gave. Look at John chapter 13. John chapter 13, verse 34. A new commandment I give unto you. Now notice that it's not a suggestion. Amen. The Lord didn't say, I give you a new suggestion. He said, I give you a new commandment. What is a commandment? Amen. It's a statement of fact. He said, new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. He loved us unconditionally, without condition. Hello? Amen. Praise the Lord. We got to love each other unconditionally. We may not like everything I said a while ago. We may not like everything that everybody does. We got to love unconditionally. We got to pray for each other, encourage each other, lift up each other, praise God. Even so tomorrow as we see the day approaching, we all need all the help we can get. Amen. We're weak in this flesh, but praise God, we can be strong in Christ Jesus. Listen to what he says in verse 35. He said, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples if ye have love one to another. So the Lord Jesus Christ here, praise God, the Paul says that he said, let your joy be full, let my joy be full, let my cup run over, praise God. He said, and the grounds for joy is consolation in Christ, it's comfort in love. Praise God. When we lose that joy, we lose that unity, praise God. That's where that lack of assurance of salvation starts slipping in. We start losing that love. We start losing that unity. And then we start, if we ain't careful, the devil can come along and say, well, I don't even know if you're really saved. We begin to doubt ourselves, praise God. Amen. That's why Paul said, to make my joy full, said, I need you to be full of love. Loving each other, praise God. Not only is it a lack of assurance, but praise God, it brings a lack of a witness, effective witness. When we're when our joy is not full in the Lord, we're not trusting, believing, praise God, that the Lord's with us, promised never to forsake us, and He's going to help us all the way. Amen. All the way to the house. When we believe on Lord Jesus Christ. When believers fail to love each other, we start drifting apart. Amen. And the first thing that we drift apart from is the Lord. Amen. We need to draw close. He said to draw nigh to Him. He said, I'll draw nigh to you. We need that close relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So that our joy can be full. Where's your joy? Our joy is in the Lord. Praise God. Amen. The consolation that we have in Christ, the comfort of love that we have in Christ. A comfort of love. His love, praise God, it affects our love. Amen. The Bible says we ought to love one another. And he said, then there's that, he said, if there be any fellowship of the Spirit. Amen. Any fellowship of the Spirit. In other words, that communion of the Spirit of God. That's what we all need today. Amen. Praise God. That communion of the Spirit. Look at Galatians chapter number 5. Galatians chapter number 5, verse 22. Amen. Praise God. If without that communion of the Spirit, without that fellowship of the Spirit, you don't have much. But he said, if you have that fellowship of the Spirit, look what the Bible says you have. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. He said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. Wow. That's right out of the gate. Amen. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. What's next? Joy. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen. If the fruit of the Spirit is love, and he said, if you get love, if you love God and God loves you and you love everybody else, praise God. He said, then you get to, you get love, that love comes along. And then the next thing that you get is joy. Praise God. Paul said it begins to overflow. It begins to fill you up. He said, when you get that love and you get that joy, he said, then peace comes. He said, then you can get a little bit, little dose of long suffering. Amen. Praise God. A little long suffering. He said, in other words, you can have just a little bit more patience with people along the way. We get impatient, don't we? Amen. Praise God. We get impatient. We get patient with our family, our friends. We get impatient on the highway.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hey, listen, a whole lot of people ought to just leave earlier. They will wait and leave at the last minute, and then if somebody gets in their way, boy, we'll honk and cut all kinds of a shine. Or people will cut a shine at us because we're not moving as fast as they think we ought to. Amen. But he said, when you get that love, that fruit of the Spirit, that love and that joy and that peace, he said, then you begin to be a little more understanding. Amen. He said, then that gentleness comes along. You begin to be a little more mild. Praise God. He said, then the goodness comes up. You just want to help out. Praise the Lord. You know, that person that's a block in traffic, you just want to get up and go up there to them and speak to them real nice and say, listen, you know, if you're lost, let me help you. Where you need to go? Instead of telling them where to go. Amen. That goodness comes out in you and you can't help it. They may look at you like you've lost your mind, but praise God. God gets the glory. And it all comes from faith. Your faith grows. Praise God. In that love of God, your faith grows. It gets stronger. He said, then there's that meekness, that humbleness, that humility that God gives you. Praise God. Realizing that wasn't but the grace of God, you would all be in a mess. He said, then there's that temperance. That's what we all need. That's self-control. Amen. We all need self-control. And he said, when your joy is full, praise, and you get all these things from God, the fruit of the Spirit, praise God, we get all these things. We get that self-control. He said, against such there is no law. And he goes on, verse 24, and he says this, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and the lust. He said, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Look at verse 26. He said, let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. So Paul says here, praise God, he said, when we have that communion, that fellowship of the Spirit, praise God, God moves in. And when we have that genuine submission unto the Lord, we commit ourselves to Him, praise God, He begins to produce fruit in us. That's why the Bible says we're supposed to be fruit inspectors. Amen. Now, it's easy to go around all over and say, well, that one's rotten, and that one's rotten, and that one's rotten, until we look in the mirror and we say, well, that one's rotten too. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're no better than anybody else. We're just old sinners saved by grace. But he said that the fellowship of the Spirit, he said, if he's in, he said, praise God. And there is. There's a great big amount of these things that God gives. So in our joy, Paul's joy, his cup can be full of joy. Don't let the devil steal your joy, praise God. It's time to get in. Not only that communion Spirit, that fellowship in the Spirit, but he said, if any bowels of mercy, any bowels of mercy. Now, the bowels speaks of that inward part. Amen. That inward emotions, those inward desires, those inward things, praise God, that we have inside of us. Amen. That thing that gives us those desires and the impulses that we have. And God begins to fulfill our joy by giving us, praise God, those Godward desires. I used to thought a lot of things I used to love to do that I don't care nothing about no more. I tell you before, I used to love to hunt, amen, all the time, fish, but I can take it or leave it now. I still like it, but it doesn't take a precedence in my life like it did. I used to hunt and fish, amen. I'm talking about serious. Yeah, I tend to go at things wide open, okay? And I went at it wide open. But God Almighty spoke to my heart and He took that away. Praise God, because there's more joy in just knowing the Lord and serving God. And it's my priority now. My priority changed, okay? And I said, that's an oxymoron to say priorities. Because a priority is one. And our priority ought to be Jesus Christ, and then everything else He puts in place. And then your joy is full and your cup's running over, praise God, and you're just rejoicing in what God's doing for you. And we realize that more. Our inner motions, not only our inner motions, but our outward deeds. What we do. He said, do all things as unto the Lord, giving God praise and honor and glory for it all. He tells us in 1 John chapter number 3. 1 John chapter number 3. Verse 16, the Bible says this. Little John says this. He said, hereby perceive we the love of God, because He laid down His life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Amen? So we ought to care enough about their brother, sister Christ that we'd die for them. Hello? Amen. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of what? Compassion from him. How dwelleth the love? Now look, this is a question. How dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that our hearts are of truth and shall assure our hearts before him. So he said, what we do, praise God, we have compassion because of that's in us, because our cup is full, because we're running over, because we want to help, we want to encourage, we want to give back, because God has given us so much. Praise God, Brother Robert, when God saved me by His marvelous grace, He gave me the greatest gift that the world could ever have. When God Almighty give us the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And Paul says, I want your joy to be full, and it's full in Christ. You don't need anything else. He said, listen, there's a whole lot of things that's happening. There's a whole lot of stuff. A lot of water's run under the bridge. But he said, if you'll realize that we have consolation in Christ, if there's any consolation in Christ, and there is, he said, if there's inner comfort of love, and there's plenty of comfort in love, he said, if there's any fellowship of the Spirit, and we have the Spirit of God, He moves in, I praise God, He touches us on purpose, He goes with us, He abides in us, He helps us, He indwells us, He gives us direction, He shows us the love of God, He gives us a communication from the portals of glory. Amen. He said He did, and He does. Praise God. He said, if they be any bowels and mercies, praise God. He said, there's that inward emotions, that inward. You said, preacher, I've heard it many, many times. Preacher, we don't run on emotions. We run on the truth. Praise God, I'm glad the truth makes me emotional. Amen. Praise God. When God Almighty, God of heaven, sends His sweet Spirit, the third person of the Godhead, into my heart, He dwells in me, goes with me, leads and guides and helps me, directs me, and just loves on me in so many different ways, I can't even tell you. Praise God. I get excited. I get emotional. Amen. Amen. Because I've got a blessed hope in me. Praise God. Jesus, I in them, and they in me. Praise God. That hope that is in us. Amen. The bowels and the mercies, praise God. Are those outer deeds that we're able to do because of what we have in us. When your cup gets full, praise God, where's your joy? Because when your cup gets full, it runs over. Amen. Amen. It runs over praise God. We get filled up and it runs over into a lost, dying world. It runs over in our family, in our community, in our churches, and people get excited about what God's doing. Praise God. Where's your joy today? Amen. Where's your joy? Your joy is in the Lord. Amen. Our joy is in the Lord. It's not in anything this world has, but our joy is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul gives a commandment. He said, fulfill ye my joy. Amen. That you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Amen. One accord, one mind. And he's not talking about the car either. He said, let nothing be done through strife and vainglory, but in lowliness of mind. Let each esteem other better than themselves. Boy, we fall short on that, don't we? We're living in a world society, and they say, well, you know, it's about me. Everything is about me. Amen. Everything ain't about you. But he said, when we esteem others, we lift up others and put them before us. You know, having some kindness and some courtesy. I mean, it's still, hey, listen, contrary to what the world said, it's still not wrong for a man to step back and let a lady go first, or let a lady get up and give a lady his chair. Amen. Kindness and courtesy, it's what God expects. Amen. God will bless you for it. He said, look, looking not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things, watch this, of others. Thinking about other people. Putting other people first. Amen. Taking time for others. Taking time for the Lord. We're busy. We're busy, busy people. Busy as bees. I realize that. But if we're too busy for God, if we're too busy to help somebody else, then we got to stop and we got to ask ourselves, church, where's our joy? Paul said, listen, church. He told the Philippians, he said, listen, I know you're busy. He said, I know you're doing the work of God. He said, I know that you're faithful. He said, I know that you've saved and you're faithful and you're doing the things that you need to do. But said, where's your joy at in it? Where's your joy? He said, hey, listen. He said, fulfill ye my joy. He said, fill up my cup. Help it run over. He said, your joy is evaporating because we're so caught up in the things around us that's happening. We don't get in and enjoy the things that God's got for us that bring glory to His name. When we get to magnifying, we get to thanking Him for all that He's done and all that He's doing. Now listen, and all that He's going to do, because He's not finished yet. She said, preacher, how do you know? Because He's still working on me. I'm a work in progress. I'm that clay on the potter's wheel. And He's working on us every day. And Paul said, hey, listen, he said, just fulfill you my joy. He said, fill my cup up. Amen. Praise the Lord. So that I can be full and have joy in my heart. He said, when you do that, praise God, you'll have joy in your heart. Do it for the right reason. Not because you have to, but because you get to. Amen. Love the Lord Jesus Christ. Consolation in Christ. Comfort and love. Amen. Praise God. Fellowship of the Spirit. Praise God. And bowels and mercies in Jesus Christ our Savior. That makes a difference. That gives you that joy. Paul said, fulfill ye my joy. I'd say today, listen, praise God, as your pastor, fulfill ye my joy. Get in there and just enjoy what we have in the Lord.